Reserve keeps messing around, pulling strings, pushing buttons, making us dance like marionettes, I guess. They just can't get out of the way, can they? My next guest, Dr. Thomas Hogan, is a PhD, senior research faculty at AIER. He was formerly the chief economist for the United States Senate Committee on Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs. He knows a thing or two about numbers. And the question is, will mission creep at the Fed ever end, or can Chairman Powell just not help himself? Doctor, good to have you here.
Thanks. I'm glad to be on.
So look at the economy right now. We're at $31.4 trillion in debt. Our debt payments, because of higher interest rates, because of inflation, is killing us. The Fed keeps playing games, you know, increasing interest rates. They're going to do it again probably sometime soon, crushing the American consumer. What are we looking at here?
Yeah, that's right. The Federal Reserve is expected to increase interest rates again this week, probably by only a small amount. I think people are expecting a quarter of a point. And you're right. They have to keep doing this because they created so much inflation over the last couple of years. You know, they kept expanding the money supply even after the economy had bounced back from the COVID pandemic. And they were really trying to push the economy too hard. And that caused a ton of inflation. And so now they've created this problem that they've got to keep raising interest rates to get inflation down, which could potentially push us into a recession here. Most economists are expecting that. And as you mentioned, also makes it more expensive to pay the interest on the federal government's debts.
Yeah. So here's the thing. The government creates inflation. Period. I mean, you don't create inflation. I don't create it, right, Doctor? It's created by government.
That's right.
Piles of money and putting way too much into the system, and then the Fed comes along, and they say, "Well, let's get the." It's a vicious little circle where those two parties dance back and forth, and you and I are the dance floor, it seems.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, the Federal Reserve, as the central bank for the United States, you know, they manage the money supply by, you know, buying and selling bonds, raising and lowering interest rates. And so it's their job to make sure that we have the right amount of money, not too much to create inflation and not too little that would cause us to have a recession. And so, you know, the last couple of years, they were just trying to push the economy rather than just create enough money to support economic growth. They were really trying to push us to get unemployment rates down as low as possible. They essentially tried to squeeze about a decade's worth of growth into just a couple of years. And because they pushed so hard, there was a bunch of inflation, and they were kind of willing to ignore that until it got so bad that they had to very quickly raise interest rates and now are, you know, putting us at the risk of a recession.
So how do we clean this mess up? I mean, here's the thing. The Fed has been there since, what, 1913, right? It's been there for 110 years. I don't think it's going anywhere. Having a central bank was something that Benjamin Franklin warned us all about during the creation of this nation. Central banks, he said, once you have a central bank, it's the beginning of the end. We're 110 years in, and we're looking at $31.5 trillion with massive interest. It is a problem. It's a huge problem, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we had this good period in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s where inflation was low, the economy was growing pretty well, and people had thought, well, the Fed has just figured this out. And they did. At that time, they had a fairly passive policy where they were just trying to provide the amount of money that was demanded by the economy, not trying to push the economy to try to get unemployment down or something like that, but rather just support economic growth. And in the post-COVID period, they flipped from just being passive to being active and trying to push it. And they've also tried to go beyond what they normally do in terms of just regular monetary policy to try to pressure some parts of the economy and not others, to try to address problems of inequality and all these different things that they're just not supposed to be involved with.
So is it even possible to disentangle ourselves? I mean, the average person sitting at home, you know, trying to figure out how to pay the grocery bill or make sure the mortgage gets paid, or trying to figure out, you know, why groceries are so expensive and eggs are $5 a dozen. The Fed is not something that crosses their mind, and yet every individual is impacted by it every day. We're impacted by the prices, by the percentages, by increases in variable rate mortgages or credit card fees and payments, everything. And so, I mean, is this just the way it is?
Yeah, you know, when they're doing good policy like they were in the 80s and 90s, then you don't really notice that. The Americans don't have to pay attention to the Federal Reserve. But when they mess things up, they really mess it up badly. I mean, the Great Depression is mostly the Federal Reserve's fault. You know, most economists believe that we were going to have a regular recession, and then the Fed actually took money out of the economy rather than putting it into the economy at the start of the Great Depression. And that's what turned it from a regular recession into the Great Depression. The same thing happened with the Great Recession, and kind of the opposite happened in the post-COVID period, that they pushed too hard, put too much money into the economy, and caused all this inflation. And so you're right. Like most people, we don't want to deal with this. We would rather have a situation where we don't notice the Fed at all. And so, you know, it's hard to think about how do we get back to that kind of policy. There have been congressional proposals that would require them to follow some kind of monetary rule or monitor how they're behaving so that we can have them be a little bit more responsible. But they're also in all these other areas because they are the lender of last resort for the financial system, the regulator of the banking system. They're also involved with, you know, bank regulation in a way that allows them to, you know, bail out certain industries because of their lender of last resort role. Right. Or pressure the banking system because they're regulations.
Sure. Dr. Thomas Hogan here with me, senior research faculty at AIER, and formerly the chief economist for the U.S. Senate Committee on Banking and more. Is Jerome Powell competent? How about I just ask that? In your estimation, is Jerome, well, I'm not sure that Janet Yellen was competent. I don't know that Jerome Powell is. I don't know that Janet Yellen is awake most of the times when I see her, even when she's talking. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. And Jerome Powell, who is this guy? And why does he get to be the guy that pulls the strings for an entire nation of 340 million people?
Yeah, right. It's interesting. So, you know, Jerome Powell is a lawyer by trade. And so he has learned a lot. He's learned a lot of his economics by he worked in the finance industry. He worked in mergers and acquisitions and I think private equity before joining the Federal Reserve. But he's learned a lot of his economics from being at the Fed. And Janet Yellen was a very mainstream economist. And so she and the Fed economists all have this sort of very basic Keynesian idea of the economy, that the Federal Reserve can really control how the economy functions. And that's basically what Powell has done too, is adopted that same model. And so they all have the same idea that it's a very simple thing that they can control. And as Powell has mentioned, you know, part of the reason that we are having the high inflation is that they really understood their regular models just didn't capture what was going on. But anyone that was watching could have seen, look, injecting trillions of dollars into the economy is going to cause problems. You know, trying to push the economy too hard, even though we had high inflation, they were still expanding the money supply, and that continued to cause problems. And so, you know, their basic models didn't show it, and they have this kind of groupthink problem going on at the Fed.
A lot of groupthink problems there in Washington, Doctor. I think it seems to be a plague upon Washington, D.C. and in our leadership class. At any rate, thank you for being here, telling me that I still think the Fed's a disaster. Reinforce me my thoughts here in the echo chamber. Doctor, thank you as always.
Thanks. Good talking to you.
Greatly appreciate it. Good talking to you. We'll continue our talk on the economy coming up, because I want to see how it works for you at the next level with our good friend Nick Hopwood. Don't go anywhere.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
My backyard.
Oh, your backyard. Try telling a bear that.
I did, and this bear talked back.
Talking bear, that's rich.
No, wait, it was Smokey Bear.
Smokey?
Why didn't you say so?
I did say so.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste.
No, boy.
He told me to burn legally and responsibly, and to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
And as always, he's right. You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Yeah, I know that now.
Thanks to me.
Actually, thanks to Smokey.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
One of the things that sets high school sports apart from other youth sports is community. Taking pride in representing your town. Having your classmates by your side and playing in front of your neighbors. It's literally a place where everybody knows your name. You can't get this anywhere else but in high school sports. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.